This podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Hey y'all, it's DJ Soso. Welcome to Hot Takes Cold Truths, where I share bold opinions, overthink them in real time, and talk honestly about growth in adulthood. Let's get into it. Hello everyone, and welcome back to Hot Takes and Cold Truths. We have a special guest on today's episode. She is my wonderful best friend and roommate who studies nursing, has competed on the women's soccer team, and is from sunny Southern California. We are here to dive into a topic that we see as both hot and cold. So let's get into it. So our hot take for today is people confuse habits with personality. What I mean by that is habits are things we do repeatedly, usually because of our routine or environment, while personality, on the other hand, is more about who we are at our core, our values, traits, and how we naturally think or feel. Sometimes people see a repeated behavior and assume it defines someone's character, when it really might just be something they've gotten used to doing. I think that this is something we can all be more mindful of, both in how we see others and how we view each of ourselves. Thank you, Angelina, for joining me on today's episode. To start us off, I wanted to hear about your thoughts on the matter. This being said, what is your take or approach in understanding this? Do you personally think that people do mix up habits with personality, or am I really just overthinking it?
Thanks for having me. Yeah, I agree with you, and I think people mix this up more than they realize. A lot of behaviors get repeated so often that they start to feel like personality when really they're just patterns someone has fallen into. For example, if someone always procrastinates, they'll say, "I'm just a procrastinator," like it's part of who they are, like an identity, but that could come from habits they built over time. At the same time, I don't think habits and personality are completely separate. I think personality influences which habits are easier to fall into. Like someone who's naturally more anxious might develop habits like overthinking or checking things a lot. And someone more outgoing might build habits around constantly being social. So I'd say people do mix them up, but there's definitely overlap. Personality kind of sets the tone and habits fill in those details.
I definitely resonate with what you said because I too myself can identify myself with the habits that I do. For instance, I can say that I am a procrastinator when I'm really just not. I'm just choosing to fall into that habit. And with that all being said, the procrastinating, et cetera, the sort, do you in specific have any habits that people assume are part of your personality? Like, do people think that you yourself are a procrastinator or something else of that sort?
Yeah, I think my example, or like a big one for me, is being more quiet or reserved in certain situations. People might assume that's just my personality, like I'm shy or not outgoing. But honestly, it's more habit depending on the environment. For example, if I'm new to a group or I don't know people well, I tend to just observe first and listen before I talk. That can come across as that's just how she is, but if I'm around people I'm comfortable with, I'm completely different, way more talkative and expressive. So that's where I think people label something as personality too quickly. They see one version of you in one context and assume that's your whole identity when really it's just how you've learned to act in that type of situation. What about you?
I can definitely see you eye to eye on this because when I first met you, I really did think you were that quiet and reserved person who didn't really talk in many social settings per se. I've seen you just one-on-one and I've also seen you in a group setting, and it's true. You aren't the person that I see outside of that. When you're around people that you don't know, you are that quiet and reserved person. But now that I know you, I don't know when you're going to stop talking. But anywho of the sort, I can definitely agree. Like, people around me have also labeled me or seen me in a certain light for things that I've done. And I think, yeah, that's really not me. That's just something I do. So like I said, I totally get it. But continuing on, do you yourself think that habits can turn into a personality over time? Like, do you think being quiet and reserved can really truly shape you and your personality, or do you still continue to see them as two separate things?
I don't think habits actually turn into personality, but I do think they can shape how your personality is perceived over time. I also want to say that actions are very different, but going back into it, If you repeat something enough, it becomes part of your overall pattern. So to other people, it starts to look like traits. For example, if someone consistently goes to the gym every day, people might say they're so disciplined, which sounds like a personality, but a lot of that could be a routine they built and stuck with. On the other hand, if someone is always late, people will say they're unreliable or that's just who they are, when really, that could just be poor time management habits. So I see personality as more of a baseline, like your tendencies and habits are what people actually see day to day. Over time, those habits can look like personality, even if they're not the core of it.
For sure, that is amazing insight. I will definitely thank you for helping me gain a new perspective and you enlighten me on that separation between habits as well as personality, especially with the example you gave on someone who goes to the gym is seen as fit, whereas in actuality, that's just somebody's discipline and the personality of them continuing to show up, continuing to be consistent. So thank you for that. And with that being said, in more of a hypothetical sense, if you were to change a habit that you have and portray, do you think people in this world would end up viewing you differently?
Yeah, I think people would definitely view me differently because most people judge based on like consistent behavior. If what they see changes, their perception changes. For example, if someone's always running late, suddenly becomes really punctual, people will start to describe them as more reliable or put together. Or if someone who's always been quiet starts speaking up more, people might say they've come out of their shell or that their personality changed. But I don't necessarily think that means the person changed at their core. It just means they changed what they consistently do. I think a lot of how we're labeled comes from patterns people observe, not necessarily who we are internally. So yeah, your habits kind of control how the world sees your personality, even if they're not the same thing.
Agreed. Yeah, I really like how you brought that to light. I would definitely second you on how people change your perspectives on people when they change their habits. Per se, if I know a teammate is someone I can constantly lean on the volleyball court when things are down, that's someone I'm going to consistently go to compared to someone who can be cancerous and bring down a team. So yeah, again, I really do appreciate you for bringing that to light. And in terms of your perspective, have you ever thought something that was a part of your personality, but later realized it was just a habit? What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think a big one for me was always feeling like I needed to stay busy. I used to think that was just part of who I am, that I'm someone who always needs to be doing something, always productive, like always moving. But looking back, I think that's more of a habit I built over time. Like being in nursing school, playing a college sport, working, volunteering, even physical therapy. I didn't really feel like I had a choice at some point. I had to stay organized and just keep going. And over time, that became my normal. So now it feels like part of my personality, but I don't think it started that way. I think I just reinforced that pattern so much, it became automatic. And I've noticed that when I do try to slow down, it feels uncomfortable. Not because it's not me, but because I'm just not used to it. That kind of made me realize it's more of a learned behavior than something fixed about who I am.
No, yeah. Being a student athlete studying nursing is most definitely not for the weak. I can definitely understand what it's like to be busy from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. majority of days. Days being filled with classes and studying and clinicals and then having to go to practice and have games, traveling, everything of the sort. I definitely understand what that is like. And it's so easy to find yourself in the busy because busy is all you know. At one point, I definitely saw myself thinking that busy was a personality trait when in actuality, I didn't really have a choice. With that being said, do you think there is that risk in turning your habits or habits in general into your identity?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a big risk, especially because identity feels permanent and habits are supposed to be flexible. Like, aren't they supposed to change, like, or you can change them within 4 weeks? I don't know. When you turn a habit into identity, you kind of remove that flexibility without realizing it. For me, one example is pushing through things no matter what. I could easily say, I'm just someone who always pushes through. I don't stop, I don't slow down. And on the surface, that sounds like a strong personality trait. But if I fully attach that to my identity, then I'm going to feel like I have to live up to that all the time, even in situations where slowing down would actually be better for me. So instead of listening to what I need in the moment, I'm actually trying right now to stay consistent with an identity I created. And that's where it can become limiting. I think habits should be tools, not definitions. They should help you function, but they shouldn't box you in. And once something becomes who you are, it's a lot harder to question it or change it because it feels like you're changing yourself instead of just adjusting a behavior.
Beautifully said. I really liked how you put how your habits should be tools and not something that tool you. I really liked how you put that. That's something I'm definitely going to put into perspective in my everyday analysis of habits in correlation with my personality. When looking at your habits, do you think that the environment that you put yourself in, that you've experienced in your everyday busy life as a student athlete, nursing major, has shaped you and your habits more than your personality has overall?
Yeah, I think my environment has a huge influence on my habits. Like being in this demanding program and being an athlete and working and clinicals, there's a certain level of structure and discipline that's required just to keep up. Not even to perform well, just to keep up. So a lot of the habits I have now, like staying organized, managing my time, pushing through things, were shaped by that environment. I don't think I would naturally operate in the exact same way if I was in a completely different setting with less pressure or fewer responsibilities. My personality might still have certain tendencies, but the way it shows up day to day would probably look a lot different. And I think that's why it's so important not to confuse habits with identity, because if your environment changed, a lot of your habits would probably change too. But that doesn't mean you become a different person, it just means you adapted to a different situation. So to me, habits are very responsive to environment, while personality is more of a baseline that stays like relatively consistent.
Yeah, and we pretty much had every single clinical together from our sophomore two semester of being in geriatrics and MedSurg 1, not really knowing how to do anything but vital signs and barely even knowing how to talk to a patient, to saving lives, close to having our license in our preceptorship of being in the emergency room. Yeah, talking about clinicals and how we had to abide by not only our nursing demands, but our athletic demands. Having to sleep early just to get back up and have a long 12 plus hour day. I get it. Like the habits that are formed from the environment that you're in are ones that unconsciously come to mind, being an athlete and a nursing major. Going more on that personality aspect, let's take a step back from more of those habits. If you had to describe your personality without using any of the habits that we described from being both a student and an athlete studying nursing, what would you say actually defines you at your core, makes you?
I think at my core, I'd describe myself kind of self-aware and growth-oriented. And I say that because I don't just go through things without thinking about them. I'm like constantly reflecting on how I'm reacting, why I'm feeling a certain way, and whether what I'm doing actually aligns with who I want to be. Like even in school or clinical, I'm not just focused on getting things done. After a shift or a tough situation in Willits, I'll like replay that in my head. And not in a negative way, but more like, what did I do well? What could I have handled better? How did I respond under pressure? And I think that reflection piece is really consistent for me. It's not about being perfect. I'm in no way trying to be perfect, but I'm really just trying to understand myself in like the real time.
Beautifully said. That was absolutely impeccable. Yeah, I'm blessed to say that you are my best friend and I would definitely admire everything about you. And you know this already. But I want to thank you again for being my very special guest on this episode of Hot Takes and Cold Truths. And I'm sad that this episode only gives listeners a smidge of how amazing a person that you are. And thank you to those who are listening. I will see you on the next episode.